What you're about to hear is information or advice of a general nature. It does not take into account your personal needs and financial objectives. We recommend you seek financial advice before making any decisions about your super and consider the relevant MLC product disclosure statement. Full details of our services and remuneration are in our financial services guide, which is available to anyone listening at the bottom of the podcast and tutorials webpage on the MLC website. Hello and welcome to the MLC Super Podcast Series. My name is Chris Hodges and I'm here today with my colleague Marcus Thompson, two of your superannuation consultants at MLC Super. Our role is to provide information, guidance and advice to our super members throughout their working life and into retirement. Hi Marcus.
Hi Chris, great to be here.
And we're here today to talk about the benefits of account-based pensions. So Marcus, first of all, what is an account-based pension?
Chris, an account-based pension is one of a variety of income stream options available to Australian retirees and offers regular, flexible and tax-effective income from your superannuation. People may have heard them referred to by a former name, allocated pension. There are other types of pensions such as transition to retirement pensions, annuities, the government's age pension, but today we'll be discussing account-based pensions.
And why would a person set up an account-based pension?
Chris, the main benefit of choosing an account-based pension relates to the tax savings. An account-based pension can be more tax-effective than taking your super as a lump sum. The earnings from investments in your account are tax-free. These tax-free earnings remain in your account and increase the account balance.
At what age can you set up an account-based pension?
Account-based pensions must be purchased using superannuation monies, and therefore people must first reach their preservation age to be able to access their super.
Preservation age, can you just explain that one a bit further, please?
Yeah, sure, Chris. Your preservation age is the age at which you can access your super, which can vary depending on your date of birth and will be between the ages of 55 and 60. As an example, if you were born before 1 July 1960, your preservation age will be 55. I will add a secondary requirement to this definition, which is that you must also have declared yourself to be retired, unless you have turned 65. That's what we refer to as having met a condition of release in order to access your super.
And just back to that example, Marcus, if you were born after 1960, what would your preservation age be?
Chris, if you were born during the period between 1 July 1960 and 30 June 1964, then your preservation age will be between 55 and 60. The exact age can be obtained by reference on the ATO website. For everyone born after 1 July 1964, however, their preservation age is 60.
Thanks, Marcus. So how exactly does an account-based pension work?
An account-based pension is a regular income stream bought with money from your super when you retire. Typically at retirement, you get to choose how much of your super you want to transfer from the accumulation phase to the pension phase, subject to the transfer balance cap, and the size and frequency of your payments. It's important to note that an account-based pension is not a guaranteed income for life, and in simple terms, essentially pays the regular pension amounts from the account until the balance is depleted.
Marcus, after I set up my account-based pension, how often can I have my payments made to my nominated account?
Chris, you can arrange for your monthly, quarterly, half-yearly or annual payments. These will continue until the account balance runs out, or you take what's left as a lump sum.
Okay, and are there any restrictions as to how much I can take out each year?
Really good question, Chris. There is a minimum amount required to be paid out each year. There is no maximum amount other than the balance of your account. The minimum amount you need to withdraw in pension payments depends on your age. By way of a couple of examples, for those that are under the age of 65 when they commence an account-based pension, the minimum withdrawal is 4% per year of their account balance on 1 July. If aged between 65 to 74, the minimum withdrawal is 5% per year. If aged between 75 to 79, the minimum withdrawal is 6% per year. For reference to your individual minimum withdrawal amount, we recommend visiting the ATO website.
Marcus, finally on this point, I understand there were some changes made to the minimum withdrawal limits due to the impact of COVID-19.
Yes, that's correct. To assist retirees, the government temporarily reduced the minimum annual payments required for account-based pensions by 50% for the 2020, 2021 and 2022 financial years. This provided holders of an account-based pension the opportunity to reduce the amounts being paid from their accounts to help preserve their capital during that period. Again, we recommend people seek further information on this point from the ATO website or from their super fund if they already have an account-based pension in place. It's important to make sure your pension income will suit your needs.
Okay, thanks for that. So importantly, how long can I expect my account-based pension to last for?
The term of your account-based pension depends on a few factors. The amount of super you transfer to your pension account, that is your opening balance, how much you're taking payments each year, the investment earnings on your account, and how much you pay in fees.
And just back to one of your earlier points, subject to the transfer balance cap, what does this mean?
Chris, the transfer balance cap applies from 1 July 2017. This is a lifetime limit on the total amount of superannuation that can be transferred into retirement phase income streams, such as account-based pensions. The general transfer balance cap commenced at an amount of $1.6 million and was increased effective 1 July 2021 to $1.7 million, and again effective 1 July 2023 as a further CPI adjustment to $1.9 million. All retirement phase income streams received will count towards your transfer balance cap. The age pension or other types of government assistance payments and pensions received from foreign super funds do not count towards your transfer balance cap.
And just for clarity, the transfer balance cap, which you mentioned is now $1.9 million, is that for an individual or a couple?
Chris, the limit is $1.9 million per individual. So under present arrangements, a couple could conceivably commence account-based pensions totaling $3.8 million, assuming they had sufficient super fund balances.
And Marcus, on your point about investment earnings, are there any guidelines or tips about how the underlying investment portfolio or asset allocation should be set up for an account-based pension? I currently have my super set up in the default portfolio, but at times I've moved my funds around to include some of the other portfolio options on the menu offered by my super plan.
Yes, good point, Chris. You have the same flexibility in an account-based pension as with a normal accumulation super account. It's certainly best to get some advice on this point so your entire financial position can be considered. But to guard against volatility, account-based pensions do tend to be set up with cash and very conservative assets to be accessed in the early years, with long-term assets that won't need to be drawn on for several years to be more focused on traditional growth assets, such as shares and property.
And Marcus, are there any age pension implications with setting up an account-based pension?
Your eligibility for the age pension depends on your age, assets and income. Account-based pensions form part of the income and assets test to assess your eligibility, and so may impact the amount of age pension you are eligible for. We suggest you seek advice from Centrelink or from your financial advisor.
Okay, good to know. And what will happen to my account-based pension if I die? Will any of my funds be lost?
No, the funds will not be lost. The balance of your account if you die will go to your beneficiary or beneficiaries. Beneficiaries of a super fund are the members and their dependents if the member dies or your estate. If you nominated a reversionary beneficiary, they continue to get your pension payments until the account runs out. If they're a child, they'll get pension payments until age 25, then the balance is a lump sum. If you nominated a spouse or dependent as a beneficiary, they can take your death benefit payment as a pension or lump sum. A non-dependent beneficiary can only take your benefit payment as a lump sum.
And Marcus, just picking up on some of the points we've covered so far, what are some of the pros and cons of using an account-based pension?
It's important to consider the pros and cons to decide if an account-based pension is right for you. Some of the pros are flexible pension payments. You can choose a payment arrangement to suit you within the minimum or maximum allowed. It adds to the age pension. If you're eligible, you may be able to use your account-based pension payments to top up your income.
And I understand there's also some favourable tax treatment with the use of account-based pensions.
That's right, Chris. It is tax effective. You don't pay tax on pension payments from age 60. If you're age 55 to 59, the taxable part of your pension is taxed to your marginal tax rate, less than 15% tax offset. Some of the other pros are the investment earnings are tax-free. You can choose how your fund invests your money, and returns are added to your account. Estate planning, there may be money left for your beneficiary when you die.
And what about being able to take out a lump sum, say if I want to buy a new car?
Yes, that's another pro. You can withdraw a lump sum, whether it's all or some of your money at any time.
Okay, sounds like a lot of pros there. And I assume there are some cons as well of an account-based pension?
There are. There is an impact on age pension. Your account-based pension forms part of the income and assets test, so it may affect your eligibility. However, this is likely to be the case if you invest the money in another financial investment. Investment earnings may go down in value, so depending on market performance and longevity risk. There's no guarantee your super balance will last as long as you do.
Longevity risk. Marcus, can you just explain that term for me, please?
Longevity is one of the biggest risks facing members in the retirement phase. It refers to the risk of outliving your savings. Longevity issues arise as people enter retirement, generally with a fixed amount of money to fund their retirement years, but with no idea of how long they will live, and therefore no idea how long their money needs to last.
Thanks, Marcus. As we are getting towards the end of this podcast, if someone is looking at starting an account-based pension, what are some of the reasons why they should consider it?
Chris, most people have spent their life accumulating their super, and now they're nearing those retirement years they've been dreaming about. They can continue to let their super work for them by turning it into a regular source of income. An account-based pension can be more tax-effective than taking your super as a lump sum. The earnings from investments in your account are tax-free. These tax-free earnings remain in your account and can increase the account balance, depending on market performance. You also need to have the right strategy in place so that the investment has the potential to grow and you're not just drawing on your retirement savings. So speaking with an expert or a financial planner is recommended.
Okay, thanks for that. Certainly sounds like a lot of compelling points to consider. So where can people go for further information about account-based pensions or any other aspect of their MLC superannuation account?
Chris, there's a couple of places. The first one's the MLC website. That's www.mlc.com.au. Lots of useful information here. We remind people it's a great idea to set themselves up with online access to their account if they haven't already done so. You can also check out our range of podcast topics here via our Financial Wellness Hub, which can be accessed from the News and Views tab on the website. On the Financial Wellness Hub, you'll also find educational and interactive content that goes beyond superannuation, addressing your holistic needs by providing access to industry experts and thought leaders. There's also the MLC Contact Centre, and they can be contacted on 132 652 between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Friday. If you would like additional information on a more personal basis, there's a couple of options. There's a one-on-one conversation with one of our MLC representatives, such as Chris or myself. These are done on a general advice basis. They can be booked for a convenient time also via the Financial Wellness Hub. Or, for more personal financial advice, you can set up an initial complimentary meeting with one of our licensed financial planners. This can be initiated through the MLC Contact Centre, and that number again was 132 652.
Marcus, thanks for assisting us with this podcast. We do hope this information has been helpful. And a reminder that the content today is general information. Thanks and bye for now.
Thanks and bye from me too.